Road trip. Two of my favorite words. Jack Kerouac said, "The road is life." And he was not wrong.
This is Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, with Radio Daddy-O.
Whether I'm driving across state or across country, I love a good road trip. It's always an adventure when you step out of your door and out of your comfort zone. I've driven across this country about 4 times, and every time it amazes me. Growing up middle class, we had 2 weeks every summer that Mom and Dad would pack up our olive green Rambler sedan, sometimes renting a trailer and ball hitch, and we'd hit the road, usually leaving and it was still dark outside and me half asleep, waking up hours later, sometimes in another state. Road trips as an adult, it turns out, are just as much fun as when I was a kid. We still play games like Punch Bug and the license plate game. You know the one. How many states can you find? First to find all 50 wins. Stopping along the way for meals and eating yummy snacks in between that you've packed. Now, there are a few things that must happen before you get behind the wheel or slide into the passenger seat for your road trip. Mainly, make sure your car is roadworthy. I spent half a day once in a small town in the middle of Kansas waiting to get my alternator fixed on my 1975 Honda Civic. It was hot and dry, and we were trying to make the most of our wait and happy to have a garage open on a Sunday that could help. We hung out in the waiting room eating snacks out of a vending machine. Yeah, good times. So have your mechanic give your vehicle the once-over before you hit the road. Tires, fluids, and all. Now, there's 2 ways to handle a road trip if you're not hitting your final destination in one day. You're going to need to make arrangements for where to stay along the way. If you're visiting friends, well, that's perfect. Most folks have a couch or a floor and some even a guest room that with plenty of notice will be happy to put you up for a night and have a lovely visit to boot. TripAdvisor.com is a wonderful resource as well for hotels and routes. With cell phones these days, finding a place and reading reviews right away is simple. Now, it's a little different when you're driving alone, and I recommend letting the people you love know where you are along the way. A simple check-in from time to time is appreciated. Also, never pull into a highway pit stop alone at night, right? Common sense. Your mother told you that. It can be very liberating driving alone, but equally as enjoyable to travel with a friend or a partner. Just make sure that the person you travel with is someone you can be in the car with for hours and sometimes days at a time. I call it windshield time, and it can be very illuminating. One of my favorite road trips was to Victoria, Canada in 2011. From our doorstep in Northern California to Victoria and back again, we clocked 1,970 miles. We drove through Washington and visited family and saw some friends along the way as well. My other favorite had to be when my husband and I drove to Las Vegas in the springtime. The height of our trip was not Vegas. In fact, 2 days there was enough for me. What I loved was the drive there and the drive back again. On the way, we stopped in Bakersfield. I know, but until you've been to Buck Owens Crystal Palace on karaoke night, you really haven't lived. We also drove through Borax and visited the Boron Museum. You know, the dish soap, washing powder soap, pulled by 20 mule team wagon. I know someone out there remembers that. Driving through California and Nevada desert in spring is breathtaking. The Joshua trees were in bloom, as were several other desert flowers and trees. And on the way home, we stopped in Kern and stayed in a little cabin for the night on the river. It was beautiful, with rolling purple hills that smelled of violets. I have so many happy memories of all the road trips through my life, and I hope to rack up a few more before I'm done. So get out there, drive the open road, and start making some memories of your own. Till next time.
This has been Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, on Radio Daddy-O.